Now, back to more of Conversation with Cardinal Dolan, with Timothy Cardinal Dolan and Father Dave Dwyer.
You are tuned in to Conversation with Cardinal Dolan. I'm Father Dave Dwyer, and we're pleased to welcome our first guest, Father Roger Landry, attaché to the Holy See's Permanent Observer Mission to the United Nations, and author of the new book, Plan of Life, Habits to Help You Grow Closer to God. Father Roger Landry, welcome.
Here, Joe,
welcome.
Because this is put out by the Daughters of St. Paul.
There's
so
the address.
So we were talking, Father Roger, about the Daughters of St. Paul who do such stellar work, and they're the publishers of your excellent book. Way to go. Welcome. I'm proud
thanks,
of
thanks,
you.
Thanks, Emmett.
Father Roger was a seminarian in Rome, and I was rector.
Uh-huh.
So we had four happy years together. And now he works for the Holy See's Mission of the United Nations, but he's also very much in demand for conferences, retreats, days of recollection, and you do a good job. I think he gave one to our seminarians.
I have for New York a couple times.
They came to, they said, I said, how was your retreat? They said, oh, the retreat director was really great. I said, oh, who was it? They said, oh, we can't remember the name, but he talked real fast.
and with a beautiful set of advanced placement phonetics from New England.
They had automatic translations. This is stellar, Father Roger. I mean it. Because what I like, look, one of my things that I complain about today is we sometimes have this kind of nebulous, overly cerebral approach to what we like to call spirituality. That spirituality is sort of this floating, nice little hobby. You, in this, call us back to what I think is great Catholic tradition. That, darn it, if you are going to have a vibrant interior life, you need discipline, you need a regimen, you need to be extraordinarily practical. You got to find out what works and what other people throughout our tradition have found that work, and you got to keep at it. Am I accurate in summing it up?
Thank you, Eminence. Yes, you are. It came out of my experience as parish priest. I was pastor in two inner-city parishes.
Mm-hmm.
What
in Fall River, right?
In Fall River in New Bedford, Mass.
Uh-huh.
Old mill towns, lots of immigrants, lots of dislocation of one immigrant group to the next. But what became clear to me was that unless these kids had gone to a Catholic school, unless they had come from families that had parents who had gone to really good Catholic school, a lot of the things that we take for granted had never been adequately passed on. So I would mention something like, even as simple as the sign of the cross, and some of these children didn't know it. Then we'd talk about the rosary that asked me to spell it, Angelus.
Oh, sure.
A whole bunch of these types
those
of things.
Magnificent,
these were
classic
kids,
Catholic
kids
devotions.
Who had great will, were hungry, but had just never heard this. And so what I started to do, I would always teach on Sunday mornings in between Masses, 15 minutes to all the kids in the catechetical program, so that they'd have a chance at least to get to know their pastor without wearing priestly vestments
sure.
at Mass.
Sure, they'd see you on the street in
so,
the class.
So, yeah. So 1 year I did a course on the Ten Commandments. Another year I did a course in the sacraments. Kids kind of liked it. Parents were all over the place. I decided 1 year to do many of the chapters of this, what eventually became chapters of this book, and all the parents started to come around because they had never heard of something like the heroic moment.
Yeah.
The huge battle of getting
yeah.
up right when
yeah.
your alarm clock
yeah.
comes off, because if you can win that battle, you can win
you
50% of
your battle.
You're
familiar with that, Father
Dave? The heroic moments. Yeah, it's
well, we've got
it's
a hero
when the alarm
here.
Clock, when the alarm clock goes off.
Uh-huh.
Forget these guys, but when the alarm clock goes up, you know, you've got that moment of temptation. Do I roll over and cover up and say the heck with the day, or do I get up and ask God's help and start afresh? And if you at that moment can get out of bed and make the sign of the cross and say something as simple as all for thee, most sacred heart of Jesus, you are on your way to sanctity.
It's a big, big step, because if you can overcome your strong desire to continue sleeping for something more important, to take a little bit of extra time to pray before the day starts, etc.,
yeah.
you can start to overcome those other appetites. And when I started to do that with kids, the kids were listening, and I challenged them that week.
Sure.
That when your parents call you up, or if you got an wake you up, or you've got an alarm clock, try to get out of bed. The next Sunday, the parents came and said, I'm going to increase my collection. I can't believe it. This
pastors
is the first thing,
buy it, all right?
First
you get
thing
the,
that my kids
But then
my,
go to
my
the other end
done.
Of the day, because yes. you have a chat. Well, the great thing about this, Father Dave, real brief, bite-sized chapters. One of them is, well, is let's go to the other end of the day, and you do the examen and the night mm-hmm. prayers. Talk about that.
So the examen is one of the practices most promoted by saints over the course of the centuries,
mm-hmm.
that at the end of the day.
Especially St. Ignatius, right?
St. Ignatius was the first one to use this expression, but many others. others before and after have had the practice maybe without the same term, but God's with us all day long, but a lot of the times we're just not alert to the fact that he's with us right now as we're on Sirius XM radio.
Yes.
Interceding for me.
And he's with us, right?
But that he's...
You bet he is.
And at the end of the day, if you review the whole day, you're able to see a few things. First, how grateful you need to be to God for his accompaniment throughout the day, that he never leaves us abandoned ever. What a huge consolation that is. Second, to say, sorry, Lord, there are lots of times when you were trying to help me in that moment where I was oblivious to it and I was rude to that person or whatever else. And then it would always finish with a great sign of hope. Help me more tomorrow.
There you go.
Tomorrow's another day. And so if you finish the day, each of that, and you consecrate basically the end of your day to the Lord with saying thank you, sorry, and help me more, that's a real simple recipe to continued growth day by day.
Hey, Father Rogers, Sister Bosco, you know who taught me in second grade? She said, now just don't stop here. You go more. But if the only thing you do all day, and I'm calling you to do more, and I'm going to exhort you to do more and teach you how. But if the only thing you do every day is in the morning say, all for thee, most sacred heart of Jesus, and at the end of the day say, most sacred heart of Jesus, have mercy on me, a sinner, that ain't bad. And that's what you're getting at, right? Morning and night.
If your beginning and your end is good, it's so much easier to make the rest in between better.
Yes.
And so that's the principle of saints. And I'm just, there aren't that many original ideas in this book, Eminence, but what I try to do is collate the wisdom of the saints.
You kind of codified them, and what you do, see, when I get sometimes, I get a little offended because, you know, I'll hear people say, oh, I signed up for this Buddhist meditation. And, well, kind of, that's fine, but you know, I'm discovering all these beautiful practices and how to pray, and I say, well, you know, we have that. Mm-hmm. What you've got, you know who you remind me of? Francis de Sales. We just had his feast day, all right, January 24th, his Introduction to the Devout Life. It's a masterpiece, but it's very simple. And his charism, of course, is where whatever state of life you're in, you're called to sanctity. And you grow in holiness there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a mom of five kids does not try to be a Carmelite nun. Mm-hmm. All right? But she is called to sanctity, right? In a very simple way.
And that was really the inspiration behind putting this into a book.
Mm-hmm.
You were my rector at the North American College. For those who prepare to be priests, we study from 4 to 8 years even after college.
Sure.
Religious get a postulancy and then 2 years in novitiate where they're really being formed in virtue. So many of the members of new movements, they have continuing formation programs, etc. But the vast majority of Catholics don't have what St. John Paul II called for, which is a real training in holiness, the discipline to make good disciples of Jesus. Mm-hmm. So what I tried to do here in these 18 chapters is to impart some of what we learn along our formational paths that can apply to every Catholic called by baptism to become holy as God is holy. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I'm trying to do here. The initial reviews are pretty good.
You did it well, Father Roger. Yet. Father Roger Landry, Plan of Life. Most of these would be tried and true. Was there anything novel in here that you kind of said, most people might not associate this with a classic Catholic devotional life? Anything new that you added?
The heroic moment isn't all that well known.
True.
People, as soon as they hear it, say that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I try to do some other things in here. On the chapter of charity, so there are little sort of tweaks. We have this great expression about random acts of kindness. Mm-hmm. And I think it's great to do random acts of kindness, but if charity, if loving God with all our mind, heart, soul, and strength, and loving neighbor is really the essence of who we are, we just can't wing it. It's got to be a constitutive part. And so I ask, do we plan our charity? Not just the sort of contribution envelope that we would give, but do we actually come up with a game plan about those around us who might need a visit or a phone call, those whom we need to go on out and reconcile with, or help in a particular way to reconcile with
way
a family
to go.
Member, these types of things. So planning our charity, coming
Good point,
up with that.
Because if our charity doesn't have a strategy and a plan to it, odds are it ain't going to be random. You usually do things randomly that you're used to doing from a disciplined regimen, right?
Exactly. And that flows from our entire life. You know, there was a recent saint who said that if we're not, for example, with prayer, praying at fixed times, we're not really going to be praying at other times.
You got it. Don't we know as a parish priest when people say, I don't go to Sunday Mass anymore, but what I do on Sunday mornings, I like to take time and just pray on my own. Well, of course, when the minute you say, ah, but you don't, do you? And then they'll blush and say, well, but I'm going to try.
I like
no,
that, yeah.
Sunday Mass, you do it, okay? It's set. It's expected. You're doing it with other people. Don't give me this random, spontaneous stuff. It usually doesn't work, right?
And so the formation of habits, which is what this book is about, habits of holiness. Mm-hmm. If we start doing this, it's not like every day we're going to be rescued from the seventh mansion of St. Teresa of Avila's
right.
Castle when we're praying the rosary. But if we have the rhythm every day of praying it.
There you got it.
Then, over the course of time, what God's able to do with that holy habit will be able to lift us up and transform us to be able to lift others up.
I think you're right. Yeah. I think this would be a splendid book for Lent,
yeah.
which is what? Only
yeah.
two weeks away.
Sure.
You do a lot about the Blessed Mother. You mm-hmm. do a lot about the Holy Eucharist, right?
Mm-hmm.
Holy Hour, I think, Eucharistic mm-hmm. Adoration.
On that chapter on the Eucharistic Adoration, I use a phrase of Pope Francis from his first year of his pontificate where he said, we all have idols. Either we're going to be adoring the Lord or we're going to be adoring an idol. He said in his first homily as Pope from the Sistine Chapel, we're either praying to the Lord or praying to the evil one.
Mm.
And he says Eucharistic adoration in particular crushes our idols.
Wow.
Because once we get down on our knees before the Lord, all these other things start to become secondary. And if we're basically saying over the course, for example, of a week, that it's absolutely impossible for me to find 1 hour to get into the Lord's presence, listen to him, let him bless me, and have a chance to speak to him, then probably we've got our priorities somewhat out of whack. If one out of 168 hours can't be consecrated
on it
in that way.
Yeah, so far.
Let me tell you something else. He was a great shortstop. Shriver and Cook were better.
Well, that's because he was the pitcher and he couldn't strike anybody out. So everything was being laced toward the shortstop.
Yeah, I wasn't going to cover the gap.
No.
I was the person who kept his ERA under 27.
There it was, yeah. No, he was a great one. He was a great short. And as any pitcher knows, you got a good shortstop and a good left fielder, you're okay.
You're on the mound? Place.
I was on the mound.
I didn't. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Spitball. Yeah. One spitball
yeah.
after another.
I got it.
But he would just do it with a sweat.
Right.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. All I had to do. Yeah. So this is good. Plan a Life, put out by the Daughters of St. Paul, Father Roger Landry. I'm not kidding, folks. We recommend a lot of books, but I think that people know what I'm enthusiastic about, and I am. I'm proud of you. So your folks are okay?
My folks are doing fine.
Is Grandma still here?
No, my grandparents, all my grandparents were taken by the time I was a teenager. Back in the Lord's hands, but my parents, thanks be to God, are doing well. My mom has become a trafficker in literature, passing these books out. To
and how's your brother, twin brother?
My twin brother, the handsomest man in the world, is doing just fine.
There we go.
And a pretty good church.
We're happy to have him here in New York too, with the United Nations. So,
thank you, Father Landry. Thank you.
Thank you, Father Dave.
Way
thanks,
go,
Eminence.
Father Roger.
Thanks
you
very
come
much.
Back. You hear? Get another one out there.
Well, when we come back, we'll be joined by Father Michael White and Tom Corcoran, creators of the Rebuilt Movement, to talk about their brand new evangelization initiative, the Rebuilt Conference. That's when we return to Conversation with Cardinal Dolan on the Catholic Channel, Sirius XM 129.
Keep it right here on Conversation with Cardinal Dolan. More spiritual discussion coming right up.